Sea Alaska will distribute almost $8 million to shareholders this month. The Southeast Regional Native Corporation has about 20,000 tribal members, more than half of them living outside the region. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Shareholders will receive dividends ranging from about $230 to around $650 each. The amount depends on shareholder status, age, and membership in smaller native corporations. Payments will start April 9th. The last few distributions reflected large investment losses and slowed business earnings, but they were boosted by mining and oil income shared by other regional native corporations. Sea Alaska spokesman Todd Andioquia says the April payout is a different story.
In 2009, we had a number of success stories, both in our manufacturing and services divisions. Not only that, but the financial markets actually performed well throughout the year. And of course, natural resource development continues to play a real vital role, you know, both for Sea Alaska and for the Southeast economies.
Full earnings details will be released in the corporation's annual report, which will be out mid-May. Andioquia says initial information shows timber earnings continue to be strong, though they're shrinking as Sea Alaska runs out of loggable land. But an out-of-state plastics design and manufacturing partnership called NIPRO Canuck is growing.
We have operations in Iowa, Alabama, and Mexico. And they continue to build an excellent client base and really have not only are contributing, you know, positively today, but really they have a very bright future, too, in the sectors that they've been developing.
About three-quarters of Sea Alaska's 20,000 shareholders will get dividends of $412 each. Those members are also enrolled in an urban native corporation, such as Juneau's Gold Belt or Sitka's Sciatica. Or they're at-large shareholders, those who are not enrolled in any village or urban corporation. The other quarter of the shareholders will get dividends of $236. Those are mostly members of village corporations such as Saxman's Cape Fox or Yakutat's Yaktat Kwan. Also included are new shareholders enrolled after a vote to extend stock to original shareholders' descendants. Andioquia says the difference between the payout amounts is the natural resource earnings pool named for Section 7J of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act.
Sea Alaska, under ANCSA, pays directly to their respective village corporations the 7J payment, and many of those village corporations do pass through that amount onto their shareholders, but it's in accordance to their own policies.
Most shareholders 65 and older will get an additional $236 payment each. That's due to a new elder stock provision approved by shareholders last year. About 2,000 older shareholders have opted into that program. Their total payments will be $648 for urban and at-large members and $472 for village members. Overall, Sea Alaska estimates about $3.7 million will be paid to shareholders living in Southeast. Another $4 million or so will go to those living elsewhere in Alaska or the lower 48. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.